Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Of all the notions that have sprung forth from the White House since Donald Trump's return, perhaps none is more difficult to process than his suggestion that our great and good neighbor to the north, Canada, should forfeit its sovereignty and become our 51st state. To me, it seems like a silly idea, eh? I think of Canada as one vast and beautiful national park, although that's an oversimplification. It's a land of grand cities and tiny villages, a land where English is the primary language, but French is not far behind. A land where caribou and whales and polar bears share a majestic wilderness. Separating our two countries is the longest international border in the world at 5,525 miles. Along the way, roughly 100 land crossings allow the relatively free and easy flow of people, traffic, and goods. The economic relationship between the two nations of North America is the strongest in the world. I'm not sure why we'd want to screw that up and demand it all for ourselves. Crossing into Canada, or conversely, into the United States, is generally a smooth process, although the busiest border crossing just up the road at the Ambassador Bridge in Detroit can test one's patience. More than 10,000 commercial vehicles cross that bridge every day. Some of that pressure will ease when the new Gordie Howe Bridge takes on some of the load. With a border more than 5,000 miles long, land crossing staffed by Border Patrol agents provide security only for a portion of its length. Not that you'd want to, but you could walk across the border for a significant portion of it. You could also take a boat across the border and not encounter the Border Patrol. I've seen it myself. An aunt and uncle of mine, now deceased, once owned a bar and restaurant on the American side of the St. Clair River near Marine City, Michigan. Most of their customers, especially on Sundays, were Canadians who arrived in small boats after covering the short distance from the Ontario shoreline. Nobody asked to see their papers. My guess is that the issue of annexation of Canada to the U.S. has united Canadians far more than it has Americans. We saw and heard just how unpopular Mr. Trump's thoughts about tariffs and annexation were in Canada during the recent Four Nations face-off hockey tournament featuring the U.S., Canada, Sweden, and Finland. When the U.S. team played its matches in Canada, Canadian fans were not shy about showering boos on the visitors from the States. I felt bad for the American hockey players, who, after all, were totally blameless. The Canadian fans simply needed to vent. Contrast that with the goodwill we felt when Canada helped our six American diplomats escape from Iran in 1980. It seems to me that all this fuss about annexation of a proud neighbor is a self-inflicted wound by the Trump administration. It's an idea which only serves to strain a friendship that has traditionally been among the strongest of any two nations in the world. I salute Canada for resisting the notion.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.